ಎಲ್ಲಿ ಹೋಗಿದ್ದಾನೆ ಗುಬ್ಬಿ, ಏನು ಮಾಡುತ್ತಿದ್ದಾನೆ ನಾದಮಯ ಆದ ಮೇಲೆ ಔಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿಸ್ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ ಹೋಗಿದ್ದಾನೆ ಏನೋ ಯಾಕೋ ಏನು ಪತ್ತೆ ಇಲ್ಲ. ಯೂಟ್ಯೂಬ್ ನೋಡಿದ್ರೆ ಅವನು ಒಂದು ಕೂಡ ಅಪ್ಡೇಟ್ ಇಲ್ಲ. ಇನ್ಸ್ಟಾಗ್ರಾಮ್ ನೋಡಿದ್ರೆ ಸ್ಟೋರಿ ಮೇಲೆ ಸ್ಟೋರಿ. ಸಾಂಗ್ ಯಾವಾಗ ಬರುತ್ತೆ ಅಂದ್ರೆ ಲೇಟ್ ಆಗಿದೆ ಸಾರಿ. ಬರ್ತಾ ಇದೆ ವಿಡಿಯೋ, ಡೋಂಟ್ ವರಿ ಡೋಂಟ್ ವರಿ. ಗುಬ್ಬಿ ತುಂಬಾ ಬಿಸಿ, ಸೋ ನಾಟ್ ಇನ್ ಅ ಹರಿ. ಒಂದು ಎರಡು ಮ್ಯೂಸಿಕ್ ವಿಡಿಯೋಸ್ ಅಪ್ಲೋಡ್ ಮಾಡಿ ಆಯ್ತು. ರ್ಯಾಪ್ ಇಸ್ ಮೈ ಶಕ್ತಿ ಆಸಕ್ತಿ. ಎಲ್ಲಿ ಹೋಯ್ತು ಆ ಪ್ರಾಜೆಕ್ಟ್, ಈ ಪ್ರಾಜೆಕ್ಟ್ ನಿನ್ ಪ್ರಾಜೆಕ್ಟ್ ಏನಾಗೋಯ್ತು? ಬರ್ತಾ ಇದೆ ಎಂದು ಒಂದು ಎರಡು ವರ್ಷ ಆಗಿ ಹೋಯ್ತು.
Well, that was a start. Super Hits 93.5 Red FM pe. I'm Angeera Mukherjee and you are tuned in with me on the Red Adda Show. Now, this is a new segment that we started off. It's called Angeera's Bathroom.
Angeera's Bathroom.
Okay, joining me in the studio today is none other than Karthik Sundar Gubbi. It's really lovely to have you on the show.
Thank you for having me on your show.
Absolutely. I'm rather excited. You know, I never thought in my career, of course, we keep meeting people, but meeting somebody who has an innate talent in rap, because I saw a bunch of your videos.
Okay.
I once am an ardent fan, because that's going to be pushing it, but I really like what you do. You know, it's different.
Thank you.
It's out of the box. Well, talking about Gubbi, Gubbi is, it's your family name and that's what you carried.
Yeah, I had a different stage name before. It was called Carnage with a K, because I was into battle rap.
Right.
But then since I started rapping in Kannada, people couldn't connect to that name. And at that point of time, I was called Gubbi. Karnage, they used to call me Karnage. They used to get the name wrong.
Karnage. So I'm going to start off with my first question. Say we finish this interview and we step out of the studio.
Right.
We say our byes, you're on your way and you find a lottery ticket.
Okay.
That ends up getting you $10 million. What are you going to do with that money?
Wow. Okay. Well, I'm going to start shooting my music videos. I made a lot of songs.
Immediately.
Yeah, that's the first thing I'm going to... In fact, right after this, I'm heading to a studio to work on another song. So I'm going to put in all my money on my music.
Tell me about the new track that you have in mind. Since there's a lot of clarity in terms of what you're going to do with that 10 million, I really want to know about this video.
Okay, so there is this wine artist by name Raghu Winestore.
Mm-hmm.
He and I did a song together yesterday. In fact, we recorded the song yesterday. It's called Chital Patal.
Okay.
So it's a very colloquial term, which means like, okay, you're messed up kind of a thing. Like probably the Kannada equivalent of the F word. But then it's not that harsh. So it's a comical song.
Okay, so talking about your journey, when you started off, not a lot of people were very enthusiastic about you taking up this, or they didn't think that you were very good at this. So give us a little bit about what that felt like.
The first person was my dad. He was like, you're going to end up on one of those orchestras which are on the, you know, end
so
up on the road.
So typical Indian families.
Yeah, he's like, what are you doing? What is this rap? So initially, I used to not tell my parents. Mm-hmm. I started back in 2008-09. And also rap music wasn't that popular. Now the whole gully boy wave has happened. So everyone's like, okay, rap, rap, rap. People wouldn't understand rap. They wouldn't get it. In fact, I've faced this even with a couple of musicians, you know, who are instrumentalists and stuff. They used to look at rap like, Now they're like, we want to play with you kind of a thing.
So you're saying Bollywood has an impact in terms of how the rap scene is in India at the moment?
Yeah, it did take it up a notch.
And talking about the rap scene or the music scene, independent music scene in Bollywood, who is that one artist who you think needs an alternate career? See, got you there.
I would have told Badshah if it was a couple of months ago, but then he started releasing his independent music.
Right now, yes.
And I like it. It's more rap than, you know, remixing songs.
Very diplomatic, huh? Okay.
But I think now I would say Honey Singh is trying to come back, but I think he should stick to just producing.
I'm going to go straight to one question. Since this segment is called Angeera's Bathroom, tell me if you were to ever visit my bathroom, what is the first thing that you would notice and why?
I would check the acoustic of it because you get a nice reverb in
acoustic
bathrooms.
Acoustic of a bathroom?
Yeah, because you get a nice natural reverb. So it's nice to sing in a bathroom.
Okay. I also hear that apart from your work, you like traveling with friends to Amsterdam and a couple of other places that you mentioned.
Well, you've done your research.
I have. Imagine we're playing the 20 question game, right?
Right.
If I asked you one of the questions, which is, are you a sea or a mountain person? What would your answer be?
Mountain. Last time I climbed a mountain, that really, you know, pumped me up. And I was like, okay, I want to do more of this.
A change of perspective, change of how you're feeling is what nature really gives to you. And I completely agree with that. Okay, so on this show, we swing both ways. First, we get you comfortable and then we ask you questions, okay? Right. Since this is Angeera's bathroom, people usually go to the bathroom with a newspaper or something to read.
Right.
And if you had a newspaper with you in the bathroom, which is the current section that you would focus on? What is a section that you would think relates to you or you support? Would it be, say, the caste system issue that's going on in the country? Would it be the religious arena? Or would it be the increasing violence against women and children?
I think probably the women and children one, because it's a shame that it's still not changing. And if that's still on the news, I think it's pathetic.
If it's still being highlighted, there is a problem. Okay, that was the newspaper bit that we get, especially because you're in Angeera's bathroom. I'm going to ask you one more question because you're a musician. What do you think is the independent scenario in terms of music in Nama Bangalore?
I think it is in a good place. We're heading towards the right direction because I see a lot of artists, they have started collaborating, especially because of the lockdown. A lot of artists are collaborating. And I think collaboration always brings out something fresh, something new.
Right.
So it's going the right direction. Of course, we all miss live shows. It's been 8 months since we hit the stage.
Tell me about it.
When two artists come together, they introduce each other to their fans, right? And there's always a fresh sound that comes.
Right.
And if the scene needs to grow, more people need to come together and work, especially in rap, because it's always a thing that, you know, rappers have a tiff between each other and stuff like that. But I think when rappers come together, I think there's something else happening.
Okay, Super Hits 93.5 Red FMP. It's time for the FFF. I don't know what you're thinking. It's called Fastest Finger First. So, are you ready for these questions? You have 5 seconds. I'm going to time them. 5 seconds to answer these questions.
Wow, okay. This is going to be fun. Let's go.
It is. Okay. You can't peek.
Oh, no, I'm not really.
Okay. What is Gubbi's favorite recent Bollywood artist and their song?
I usually rap. I don't really sing. But when I want to, the latest artist I've been listening to a lot is Arijit Singh.
Why does everybody say Arijit Singh? Y'all don't listen to other people or what?
I watched this interview with A.R. Rahman. After their conversation, I was like, damn, this guy is...
Perfect. Moving on to nepotism. Nepotism is the hashtag these days.
Yeah.
What do you think about that in the Kannada industry?
Well, it doesn't really matter which the industry is. I think it's much harder for kids of celebrities to make it because they already have the pressure that, okay, they have to live up to, I don't know, if their father or mother or their sibling and stuff like that. And I think it's the same in every industry.
Okay. If you had to be shipwrecked on a deserted island, but all your human needs, matlab food, water, all of that has been given to you, what two items would you still want to have with you?
I would want my laptop.
And where will you charge? In the sea?
Oh, damn. Solar powered.
Yeah, go on, okay.
Yeah, and probably the other thing is maybe the internet. Is that a possibility?
All right, moving on to the next question. If you had a choice between two superpowers, right? Being invisible or being able to fly, which one would Gubbi choose?
Fly.
Why?
I don't want to be invisible and be a creep. Because I think the moment you're invisible, the first thing that comes to your mind is, I want to be a creep.
Yeah. Let's go check out what she's doing. Let's see what he's doing. All right. That was the fastest finger first, and you're doing really well up till now.
Thank
Super is 93.5 Red FMP. I am with the really, really talented Indian multilingual rapper and lyricist, very well known for rapping, who has come up with some brilliant numbers. If you haven't checked him out yet, you should go totally check him out. And for you guys right now, I have this song which I'm not able to get out of my head.
Right.
It's the Amma song.
Wow, yeah. The original version of Amma was made in like a day or something. Everything just fell in place. I think the tune itself kind of struck a chord. Whoever came on board with the song, a lot of them didn't even charge me for it.
Right.
A lot of actors, some of them even sent back the money. That song actually changed me as an artist. I became a rapper to a musician. And these are things you realize that you're bigger than the numbers.
Everybody has to carve a niche for themselves. It's not easy, because if it's easy, you don't understand your art.
Right.
So how would you explain your journey to us?
Recently, I wrote a rap. I could probably wrap it up.
Go for it.
Yeah. So the song is called Chasing the Honey. And we went to a particular forest region and we collaborated with the tribes there.
Oh, right. Okay. So I had gone to this place somewhere close to the Kabini forest, and they have these tribals. Now, usually when you go to the north, it's a lot of tribal women. Right. But here there are only dudes. There are dudes who make these amazing. I have a video. You should check out my video, by the way, on Facebook. It's called The Red Travelogue. You have a bunch of these men who are all about 20 odd men who are making the music through their voices. Each one has a different alternate to cover up.
Okay.
And they dance around the fire. So I thought that was phenomenal. Gubi, you were going to tell us your experience, your journey in the form of a song. I'm waiting.
Right. I'm chasing the honey, no, not the money. Funny? I'm chasing the honey, no, not the money. Funny? Then let me tell you a story. My thoughts jump like a bunny from hat to hat. Kept changing my jobs like back to back. Headed out to hunt with the back to pack. Yeah, I'm chasing that money, found a lot to stack. So I thought I'd never ever get back to rap. What the crap? Stop putting my cap to back. Now every morning I got a cap to catch. Sitting all day like I got eggs to hatch. Now something went missing that got me reminiscing. Life got so busy, money got me submissive. Stuck to this job like the strongest adhesive. Now I'm looking at the mirror and I started to diss. And I decided to end my misery. Forget the second job. My rap skills with me. I'm chasing the honey. No, not the money. I love what I do. You still think it's funny?
Wow! That just blew my mind. If anybody's used this lockdown properly, it's Saif and Kareena, Anushka and Virat and rapper Gubi. They know exactly what they wanted during this. But to all the new people who are coming into this business, new rappers.
Right.
From Karnataka.
Right.
What is your shout out to them?
Internet nimgiro ashtu access namgirlilla adre nimga internet access ide adana sariyad reetil baliskoli. You have great access to internet. You can access anything, right? So if you're really passionate about it, pass the test of time. Make technology your
best friend.
Yeah.
Baby. Hashtag baby.
I think the most interesting song I wrote in the lockdown was, because it's the first time I'm announcing about this, it's a Kannada alphabetical rap. It'll be called Akshara Male. It goes like Kannada da ka gunita kalisuva kathradalli karana kandu kondu kalaji inda kootu kondu keradu kolla lukshana gallannu kodade kachita kanija kajaneya kanana karanagi katatupadinda kada kandita gabaru gamana vitra grahisuve gubbiya geetegalu granthada gangeya mele gamana virali kotaitu gagana keride kancha galli billi gali matu galla gungali gaja gaji biji.
Wow. So since Gubi can speak in German, you can speak in Kannada, you can speak in English, and of course I'm assuming Hindi because he just sang a Hindi song. A
little bit.
How about we do this where you got to sing one verse of Kannada and one verse switch to English.
I can do the German in between a little bit. ಮಾತಾಡುವ ಭಾಷೆಗಳಿಗೆ ಕೊರತೆ ಇಲ್ಲ ಸತ್ಯವನ್ನು ಹೇಳೋದು ಸ್ವಲ್ಪ ಬೇವು ಸ್ವಲ್ಪ ಬೆಲ್ಲ ಕನ್ನಡ ಕನ್ನಡ ಅಂತ ಬಾಯ್ಬಡ್ಕೊಳ್ಳೋದಿಲ್ಲ ಆದ್ರೆ ಭಾಷೆ ಎತ್ತಿಡಕ್ಕೆ ಮಳಕ್ ಮಾಡುತ್ತಿದ್ದಿನಲ್ವಾ ಇನ್ ಮ್ಯಾನ್ ಕಾಫ್ ಗಿಪ್ತೆಸ್ ಫೀಲ್ ಫ್ರಾಗ್ ದಿ ಆಂಟ್ ವಾಟ್ ಕಾಂಪ್ನೇಶ್ ನೋ ಫೀಲ್ ಫ್ರಾಗ್ ಮೇ ದಾಸ್ ಕಾಮ್ ನೋ ಕೈನ್ ಫ್ರಾಗ್ ವಾರಂ ನಿಶ್ ದಿ ಆಂಟ್ ವಾಟ್ ನೋ ದಿ ಫ್ರಾಗ್. The first ever time I ran into you, you never left me speechless. And those conversations we had would make it so hard to believe this. This day would come when I would catch these thoughts with my pen and set them free. Girl, you got me excelling poetry.
That was a mad transition. For those of you tuning in, this is Angira's Bathroom. It's a new segment and I've had a wonderful time with Gubi here. I did too.
It was fun.
Super, it's 93.5 Red FMP. We are tuning out. You guys have a great weekend. Enjoy the music that's coming up for you. Bajate Raho.